Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? Welcome back, you little jerks.
It's been a while since you heard our heinous voices.
Unless you're a true OG and listen to Metal Shop on Saturday, you know.
Hey, you know what? We've been flooding your feed. In case you're staying active and you actually downloaded our podcast feed, we've been staying active. Let me take a look at some of the sick interviews that we've actually posted in the last.
A bunch of them. While you're doing that, my name's Ian. That's Kevin Deers.
Hey!
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hello!
Dude, yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, what would it be like?
Swamp Heavy, Harm's Way, Hoff, Paul Bearer, Obituary, Void Throne, After the Fallout, Oxygen Destroyer, Inquinoc, Rat King, Soulfly.
God damn.
Les Claypool and Bron Daler. Ancestors of God, TKO, Neck of the Woods, Saxon, Deathbed Confessions, Kyberox, Weapon Lord. I mean, Coven 6669. We've interviewed a whole bunch of sick bands, so definitely go to KISW.com and check out those interviews if you got that feast for that on-demand metal audio. But also, please, if you're on iTunes or Podcast Addict or any of those things, just download it and stay active. And once we actually post new content, it'll automatically refresh and you'll get some good stuff.
It'll be all up in your ear holes.
It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, and yeah, this man. Is the chance for us to talk some trash.
Episode 123?
Yep.
123
hours.
Damn. So before we jump into the Vinnie Paul stuff, I want to say RIP to my buddy Travis. His anniversary was this week, and 1 year ago, this week, my buddy Jeremy died. So I don't think anybody even knows who they are. Just wanted to say that for my own sake. RIP to them. And now, before we get too far into our activities, you know we got to toss on the breaking news music. It's not really breaking news anymore. It was last week, though, correct?
Yeah, last week we actually got the call from Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge. And, you know, I was at the gym, and I didn't even get these text messages until I got off the treadmill and was like, oh, crap, 5 text messages in a row. And it was not good news. No. Vinnie Paul had passed away in his sleep. We came up to KISW, did a impromptu memorial show. Then, of course, we filled Metal Shop up with tons and tons of Pantera, tons of requests. A lot of really good stories from the listeners. A lot of people sent in love out to Vinnie Paul, obviously.
Yeah, it was a weird and sad night. Ryan was there.
I was chilling.
I was having a beverage in honor. So, I mean, not going to lie.
So the information, I mean, he was 54, right?
Yeah, he was 54, born in 64, died last week at the age of 54, a young man. And I don't have the article directly in front of me, so I don't have the statement, but apparently he died in his sleep in his bed of a massive heart attack at the age of 54. So apparently that's the cause of death that we're hearing so far. And, you know, we wanted to acknowledge that guy because he's, you know, obviously a huge icon and a huge influence. I can't tell you how many people I saw this week, some of my drummer friends that were like, hey, watching that dude play drums made me want to play drums. So just from firsthand experience, I mean, even if Pantera is not your cup of tea, you cannot deny the legacy of Mr. Vinnie Paul, you know?
Absolutely. You know, the massive heart attack is what did him in, apparently, and that was in his sleep, so.
I mean, that's kind of what I figured. That's the first thing I said off the bat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, they went pretty hard in the paint for a little while there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, everybody was and still kind of do from time to time. In fact, it was interesting. I was reading an interview that he was doing a couple of years ago, and he was saying something to the tune of that, actually. He, like, felt kind of guilty and was starting to realize that a lot of these younger bands don't party that hard because if they fuck up and do something, like, embarrassing or stupid, like, they won't get another tour, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have that free reign, like, wild, crazy thing like you used to be able to.
Everything's on social media.
Right.
Everyone's watching you.
And he was like, I can't remember which band he cited, but he was like, he went in their green room, was like, hey, trying to, like, pass the bottle around. And they were like, you know, man, maybe later, you know?
Yeah.
So, but he was still saying, he was like, I drink every day, you know, whatever, but, you know, you got to keep it under control.
Yeah.
So, you know, you learn that over time, you know, apparently.
Vinnie Paul, again, awesome musician. And we got to meet him. We got to meet him one time, I remember, when he actually played at KISW's Holiday Hangover Ball It was a Big Lebowski themed night, and it was a really good time. And we got to interview Hell Yeah. It was him and Chad, the former singer of Mudvayne.
Right.
His name was Chad, right?
No, It was the guitar player.
Was it?
What was that? And I put this up that other time. Nothing Face?
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. I said the wrong name in that interview.
Woof.
And he corrected me, and I was done, man. I felt like such an idiot. It was so embarrassing.
Well, at least you got Pantera right.
But they were super gracious, dude, and super nice. And that's the thing I keep hearing about Vinnie Paul is that he was always just like super gracious, super giving and humble and like hospitable.
As big of a rock star as he was, he wouldn't have known it, but just by the way he treated people.
Right.
And it seems like most of the metal community agrees with you. There's been an outpouring of memorial posts from everybody and
there's
their mother.
Good ones.
And there are so many good ones.
You want to read a few of them?
I'm going to hit a couple of the ones of note. From Lars Ulrich, thank you for all the good times, Vinny. Your incredible hospitality and warm vibe was infectious and inspiring. Here's to another shot of Crown Royal and a next level game of air hockey down the road. R.I.P. brother, much love.
Yeah.
Right. Randy Blythe posted.
And this one's like an essay.
So intense.
Read like the first couple article. Sentences because we'll be here all day.
Very sad news this evening. This man always treated me and the guys in my band like family. From the very first time we ever met him with his brother at a Damage Plan gig in Texas. Whether backstage at a show, on his crazy tour bus, or at his club, at his house, he was always a gracious host to us. Let's see here. From Zach Wilde, God bless Vinnie Paul. Father Vinny, your compassion for others and your love for seeing everyone around you happy, I will never forget. Your heart of gold made the world a better place. And it's just like that on and on
dude,
and on.
Wow. Okay.
Every single one of the
biggest
names.
We should just read off the name. Okay, so Zach Wilde, Dave Mustaine, Slash, Geezer Butler, Alice Cooper, Michael Amott from all those bands, Rob Flynn, Charlie Benante from Anthrax, Frank Bello, Duff McKagan, Dave Ellefson, Marty Friedman, Chris Adler, Alex Skolnick, David Vincent. Dude, it goes on and on and on.
And one that is particularly striking for me, and it actually is pretty meaningful, and it was from Phil Anselmo, who, actually, it's his birthday today, so happy 50th birthday, Mr. Phil Anselmo.
You crazy animal.
But so I thought it was interesting because they obviously had a strained and a very, you know, tumultuous, estranged relationship for well over a decade.
Yeah, they hadn't talked.
Obviously, you know, there had been a war of words online for several times, but, you know, what he posted was just a single picture of a lit candle. And obviously, that was going out to
his
brother.
Yeah, he didn't even put a caption on it.
No caption, right. And so you can
kind
of read into that. And
it's just
obviously,
sad,
it was a sad day, and that was a legacy, but at the same time, like, if you're going to get anything good out of this, it's that you know that that guy was not a whole after his brother died on stage with him. And now, hopefully, in some other realm or in some sort of way, he's united with his brother and
I mean, personally,
they're rocking out.
And Kevin, I know you can identify, and even Ryan, you know, like, this dude was one of the hugest rock stars. But he didn't act like one.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
wasn't a jerk. He was a
same
nice
with Dimebag,
dude.
Yeah.
Super down to earth. And I respect that more than anything. You know what I mean? That said, though, one good note is that he had just finished tracking drums for the new Hell Yeah record.
Okay.
So we will have, you know, at least one more thing to hear from Vinny.
A posthumous release.
Right. So there's that. So.
From Vinny Paul.
Take that as you will. So.
R.I.P. Vinny Paul.
So we're going to talk about a couple of new releases. And by a couple, I mean, I don't know. 15 of them. There's a whole bunch of them. We're not going to play them, I am assuming here.
No.
But we'll tell you about it.
Yeah, we can't. Obviously, there's, you know, rules about,
things have changed, man.
iTunes. iTunes will actually take your audio down. YouTube will take your audio down.
Because it's automated now.
Yeah.
They'll just sense it. They got like a spider sense, or they're using their Jedi skills.
That's so, if you want to hear these songs, of course, you can always listen on Saturday nights to Metal Shop from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I like that plug.
You got to do it, man.
Jungle Rot's got a new record coming out. It's July 20th via Victory. We always kind of called this band like caveman metal because it was just real stripped down to like you're bonking on a skull with a bone.
That guy in a swamp riffs.
But I really liked this song. Here's what he had to say about it. And this is his words, the front man, the singer, guitar player. The U.S. administration, taking a cue from the president, have exposed themselves as the blind leading the blind. I needed to write something demonstrating that there will be retaliation and revolt. ultimately ending up with mass global war and Earth charring into a burning cinder.
Wow.
Jesus.
So, yeah, he's an intense dude,
I'd like to also mention that this is one of my favorite album covers that I have seen as of late. It is so freaking cool. This dude getting devoured in the waters of a swamp. Just the way that it's all put together, and it's really, really well done.
It's like
done.
A blood swamp.
Very, very cool.
Surfing on mermaid blood.
Pretty gnarly. Something I wanted to talk about is actually Between the Barrett and Me. They've just previewed a new track called The Proverbial Bellow, and this is coming off their second album on Sumerian Records that they're coming out this year, Automata 2, coming out July 13th on Sumerian Records. And if you want to hear this, chances are you'll be able to hear some of it. They're coming on the Summer Slaughter Tour, which was just recently announced, Tuesday, August 7th at the Showbox. Let me see here. Is this Showbox?
I mean, we were tossing a little shade their way because at first, there was no Northwest date.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's Showbox Soto. The complete lineup is not announced yet, but it's Between the Buried and Me, Born of Osiris, Veil of Maya, Era, The Agony Scene, and a few more. So if you're a huge,
moshy, little proggy.
If you're a huge BT Bam fan, they're always fun to watch live, and maybe Ian can sell them some weed.
Oh, Jesus, shut the f*** up, man. All right, I got in trouble for that. October 2nd at El Corazon, Dying Fetus returns
to
the Northwest.
Dude, this whole lineup is insane.
Okay, so it's Dying Fetus, Incantation, Gate Creeper coming up, and Genocide Pact. And here's the coolest thing that I just found out today. Relapse is putting out a split with all four of those bands.
Yeah, this is like the Relapse
for
tour.
This tour. Yeah, I think that's really creative. It's kind of I've never seen that before, and it takes a little bit of effort to coordinate four bands and two songs from each.
Let me go through here. Genocide Pact put out an incredible record this year. If you like brutal underground death metal, you're gonna love that. Gate Creeper, solid, of course, and Incantation, man, some of the most just gnarly old school death metal, and of course Dying Fetus. What can go? That's going to be a sick tour, and it's going to be pure, unadulterated, unfiltered, nasty, grimy, filthy death metal, my friend.
Ryan, did you just hear Kevin go into wrestling promo mode there?
I did. I was noting
he's getting good, man. I like it.
I'm into it.
Speaking of epic tours that are coming through, Karak Ongren, a band that I'm not too keen on, are touring with two bands that I really, really do enjoy. Morris Principium Est, who's one of their guitarists was kind enough to send us some tracks from a solo project. We played that a while back and to a great response. And Wolfheart, who I recently went up to Vancouver to see.
Is that a Vancouver band?
No, they are from Finland.
Well, this is that band you were telling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hey, play it. He was being kind of annoying about it, but he was right.
They're awesome. They're fantastic.
You gotta
so
keep bugging us, man.
I really, really recommend going to go see that show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
October 9th at Club Sur, which apparently is the, I don't know.
Well, yeah, we should talk about that. And the time that we haven't been hosting the podcast and haven't updated it.
Probably for the best.
Studio 7 has gone under, unfortunately, but the people that booked at Studio 7 have now moved on and are booking some rock and metal and punk shows over at Club Sur, which is sort of in the same area.
It's like right down the street from Soto.
Yeah.
Starbucks, or in that area, you know. And they also booked Winter Sun is coming in like September or something.
If you want to get the vibe of this, just picture a really nice dance club and then have metal bands playing.
And there's
no
barrier.
We'll see.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
another thing I wanted to shout out about this show with Karak Ongren and Morris Principium is that Blood and Thunder is going to be opening, and
oh, cool.
I actually know about Morris Principium from Blood and Thunder. They're like Morris Principium like super fans.
Oh, they're going to be loving it.
That's the first time I ever heard Morris Principium is when we had Blood and Thunder in the show back in the day, and it's really cool that they're going to be able to hop on the Northwest date for that. So
cool. Shout out to them. What else we got going here? Let's see. Oh, Aborted's got a new record coming out. So that's a thing.
This album cover freaking rules.
Of course, yeah.
Way
as
into
usual.
It.
One thing I saw when the artwork was released, I was like, this is amazing. Let's wait for it to be dissected into who
right.
they stole from.
Because they did that before on Global, what was it? Oh, Global Flatline was the record?
It wasn't necessarily them, but it's
the artist
that they got it from.
And then they got called out. And I still have that T-shirt. I like that record cover. That said, the new Aborted record's called Terror Vision, September 21st on Century Media.
Keeping rolling with the awesome new music. Immortal have premiered a new track from their upcoming album, Northern Chaos
Gods.
This
one's an epic.
It is so good. I was kind of worried about how Immortal was going to sound without a Both, but it still sounds like Immortal, still soul-crushing black metal.
I was going to say, I'm not an expert I can't really tell the difference, man.
Well, Aboth was the front man, and, now their guitarist, Demonaz Doom Occulta, is on vocals. And
sounds good.
I don't know. It sounds rad, dude. Their new album, Northern Chaos Gods, comes out July 6th. And it's been a long time, probably 9-10 years since Immortal came to town. So I think we're due for a date, man. I would love to see Immortal come to Northwest.
That's whenever I go out to the woods with Park Ranger Garrett,
yes.
He just cranks on
Sketchy
Immortal
G.
While driving through the forest. It's awesome. I highly recommend it.
And then he turns Burzum on and you have to turn it off. You're like, nah.
But we got a car full of guns, so I don't really want to get... Things can escalate quickly. That said, speaking of which...
that escalated quickly.
Right. So Dee Snider's got a new record coming out. File this under things that... Never really would have thought I'd seen, but...
It's a cool story, man. It's a cool story behind this. Yeah, so originally... Do you want me to go into it?
Yeah, but did you hear the actual podcast with Dee Snider where he, like, called him out right there in the studio?
I don't remember actually hearing that. I just kind of heard the story about it.
It's hilarious. Because he was like, hey, man, your last few records...
And we're talking about Jamie Josta, frontman of Hatebreed in Kingdom of Sorrow.
But yeah, he, like, called him out. He was like, hey, man, those last few records, they're good, but you need to actually put out a metal record. And he's like, okay, well, what do you mean? And Jamie was like, well, you want to continue on with the story?
Well, Jamie actually just went ahead and he was working with other metal musicians, including Howard Jones, from formerly of Killswitch Engage, of Light the Torch, and a bunch of other metal musicians, and they wrote the music. They came together, they wrote a killer metal record, and Dee Snider collaborated, obviously, and did vocals, laid it down. And the album's called For the Love of Metal, and it's available now. Actually, I'm sorry, the release will be in stores on July 27th,
but some of the new songs
are available. It's going to be available on Napalm Records. And Dee Snider, man, he's got an iconic voice for rock and roll music.
I mean, they're a little cornball, you know. That's my opinion.
Well, they should be a little bit cornball.
But they're good, dude. They're great. Like, I really, really like it. And some of these songs, because you know that Jossa had these songs, like, in his back pocket, you know. He probably already had these.
He's a riff machine.
Yeah, he just writes, you know. He's a riff master of sorts. Some people would argue that, but whatever. July 27th, and it's not bad, and I'm really actually kind of stoked to see this. I hope that they keep moving in that direction, because I wasn't a big glam guy, you know. Twisted Sister's all right. They got some, you know, some jammers.
They got some riffs.
I'd say you're a glam guy.
You're very glammy.
I'm so pretty.
I wanted to shout out a couple local bands. We got Oxygen Destroyer as well as Hoth, because they got some major love from Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder, Trevor Strnad. He does a monthly column for Metal Injection where he's a huge fan of underground death metal, and he still collects CDs. He collects CDs and tapes, and obviously he's on tour a lot, and he gets to go to all these different record stores on tour. He gets to see all these different bands at festivals. And
he strikes me as the kind of guy who would watch the local opener.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's just like, he's a fiend about like all this underground stuff. He's like a encyclopedia of underground death metal.
Dude, yeah, because aside from these local bands, I don't know any of these bands.
Exactly.
Aside from, well, you know, you'll go through.
So if you actually go back and read some of these monthly columns, you'll get turned on to some great stuff.
Cool.
He gave a stunning review to the new Hoth record, Astral Necromancy, and also to Oxygen Destroyer's new record too, which is awesome. I wanted to read a little bit of what he said about Oxygen Destroyer. Obviously, they're a kaiju-themed death metal band. What's kaiju? It's like Godzilla, you know?
Right.
He said, damn, I swear someone told me about this band prior, quite a while ago, even, and now here I am kicking myself about it. Anyway, Oxygen Destroyer are a sick Godzilla-themed death thrash metal band out of Washington. It's got the Slayerized Vader riffs that sound like they were born in the flames of hell,
wow,
while also having a scathing feel, flesh-peeling type of vocal that is just as vicious. This is fiery.
Fiery.
And
man,
he said, for fans of Vader, Demolition Hammer, Skeleton Witch, Nocturnal Breed, and Dark Angel.
I mean, he's not wrong. That band really cool. Stepped it up, you know?
Absolutely. So shout out to Trevor. Shout out to Oxygen Destroyer. Shout out to our guys, Hoth. If you like Hoth, you should go to KISW.com and listen to our interview. We had him up a couple weeks ago.
Can't it tonight, man.
Pick up their record, man.
So we just kind of time traveled. It's now after Metal Shop, and you never even noticed, did you? That said, we were all walking around outside, and we saw this Gandalf heavy metal-looking motherfucker dude walking around, and we were like, hey, man. You look familiar. What's up, Travis?
Yeah.
Travis the virus in the house.
Yes, I have traveled here through a transdimensional gateway
into
the future or past of Metal Shop. I forget how it works.
It depends on where you are and where you're listening from.
So,
but, yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
We kicked off the show. We were talking a little bit about Vinnie Paul, of course, obviously. R.I.P. Vinnie Paul.
Yeah, man. And, you know, when we, you know, every year we kind of commemorate, you know, the loss and the passing of Dimebag Darrell, you know, Vinnie's brother.
Of course.
And one of my favorite clips to play is when they talk about when they buried Dime with the Van Halen guitar from Eddie Van Halen in a big, gigantic Kiss casket. And it sounds like Vinnie Paul is going to be following in the same, you know, footsteps there.
He's going to be laid to rest in some of his clothes, including his hat, shoes, and flannel, as well as a new Kiss logo and Kiss Forever coffin. It features the four founding members of Kiss, and it's going to be going down and laid to rest in the same way that his brother did. So they'll be right next to each other in the graveyard, and they'll have matching coffins.
And I think they're next going to be next to their father also, or their mother. I think one of the two. I'm sorry. I just don't have it in front of me.
It's perfect. It's fitting. And, I mean, you know, it's kind of a nice ending to it.
So that said, it's obviously pretty fresh and new. Do we have any details on, like, a service? You remember when Lemmy passed and they had, you know, the big internet televised service? We just don't know yet, I assume, right?
Nothing yet, man.
All right. Well, obviously, we'll let you know when we find out. Did we already talk about the Dying Fetus tour thing?
No.
That's on the way?
We haven't talked about it,
man.
This is going to be huge. Four huge death metal bands. They're actually coming out with a split album coming out September 7th via Relapse Records. All four bands are Dying Fetus, Incantation, Gatekeeper, and Genocide Pact. It's going to be a huge tour. All four of these bands kick total ass. All four bands are on Relapse Records. And it's just...
This particular flyer made me feel like I needed glasses. Because you got the type on the dates, it's so goddamn small.
So anyways, it's going to be awesome, man. And they're actually going to be coming to El Corazon on October 2nd.
You're right. You got to... It's in there somewhere. October 2nd. Yep. Gatekeeper's on the way up, man. You're wearing a Gatekeeper hat right now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Good eyes.
So this is not like on our list of things to talk about. Remember when we were talking to Harm's Way about like the next big four?
Yeah.
Of up and coming bands? I think Gatekeeper would be on my list.
They're constantly touring and they're killing it, man. They're doing really well for themselves. So
what were we talking about? Power Trip, Code Orange, Gatekeeper.
Arms Way, yeah. It's good stuff, man. Crossing over from kind of the hardcore world and taking death metal world by storm, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of death metal, Deicide has released the date for their new album, Overtures of Blasphemy. It's set for September, not December. I don't even know why.
Yeah, they're not going to do it around Christmas time, I'll tell you that much. Why not?
September 14th. via Century Media.
They
worked with producer Jason Sukoff, who worked on Black Dahlia Murder, and it's at Audio Hammer Studios, and the artwork is freaking awesome, man.
Ryan, do you have this article pulled up? I would just want to hear Ryan try and pronounce the artist's name real quick.
Oh, God.
Yeah, go over and look at Kevin's screen real quick.
Let's see.
I can't, dude. I can't even come close.
Zbigniew M. Bilak?
Zbigniew M. Bilak. He did artwork for both Mayhem and Ghost and a bunch of others.
That album cover's badass.
It's awesome.
It's incredible.
I think it's the coolest Deicide art.
I think in order to come up with badass album covers like that, you have to have a completely unpronounceable name.
You think you would know something about
Birshnyak.
Yeah. What's the name of that f***ing band with that you have the hoodie of that's like, man, what? This guy's the king of unpronounceable everything, so it's only appropriate that he can't pronounce a goddamn thing.
I can't. Hooked on Phonics failed hard.
So Converge, they pulled what it was Beyonce that, like, dropped the album out of nowhere.
Beyonce and Jay-Z last week.
Right, so Converge just pulled that yesterday.
Yeah, they put out a beautiful Ruin EP. It's four songs. It's all pretty short, man. It's like less than 10 minutes and four songs, and it's just to kind of get you ready because they're coming to town this coming Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be Converge, Neurosis, Amun-Ra, and Birds in Row. It's going to be a good show, and four new songs. It's out on Deathwish and Epitaph. it's pretty raging songs, man. It's real short, to the point, and pissed off songs.
Did you say Death Wish and Epitaph?
Yeah, I think Death Wish is going to handle the vinyl. Epitaph does it on CD and online.
Interesting so. Reach. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Teaming up, man. So Mammoth Grinder, they're coming back to town, and they also have a new song. You should check it out. It's weird, super, super weird, super heavy, but they're coming back to town.
I love this band.
At the Highline on August 2nd. Which, let me see which day of the week that is. That's a Thursday.
All right. Well, it looks like I'm going to finally see Mammoth Grinder live.
So that's about it. Go see Mammoth Grinder.
And they're also going to be playing OHC, which is Olympia Hardcore Fest.
Cool.
For the following day.
Can we talk about Christian Nieren hanging out with Megadeth?
Sure.
Hold the door.
Hodor. Yeah, the actor that played Hodor, aside from being an awesome DJ, I highly recommend going and checking out his electronic sets. They're absolutely worth it.
And this is dude from
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Turns out that he shreds on guitar, too. He was backstage at Hellfest hanging out with Megadeth.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, and he's playing all the riffs right there along with the band. And after that, they let him announce the band on stage at Hellfest. There's video footage of him just going nuts, hyping up the crowd. It's so cool.
I love that. Did that guy always have tattoos on his face?
I'm not sure.
Did he pull a Mastodon?
He might have pulled a Mastodon.
You know what, man? I think, honestly, that we might be able to get away with just, like, the audio of them, like, talking. And so do you want me to play a little piece of this?
Sure. Then,
all right, cool. Let me grab this real quick. We've done so much on the Metal Shop Facebook this week. I'm trying to get down there, man. I'm trying to go down.
Quick side note, is Kiko Loureiro just really tiny, or is this dude just
I think he's freaking huge.
No, this guy is gigantic. He's almost 7 feet tall, and it's like you were saying earlier, that guitar looks so goddamn small in his hands. So, okay, well, here we go. This is Hodor playing right here. He's basically getting a lesson from David Ellison and Dave Mustaine. They're all playing together. His hands are so goddamn big, dude. Pause this right now and just say, I want to let this play through for the whole 2 minutes, because at the end, Dave Mustaine goes, dude, just rip it, and he hits an awesome solo. So just set this. Everybody's got their head like poked into the room going, what's going on in here? Death catalog. We'll be right back. That's the long and short of it, but dude, I didn't know Hodor's a goddamn
Hodor
metal.
Shreds, dude.
Yeah, man, he's into it.
Hodor from GOT rocking it.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's This Week in the Internet.
We had another passing in the metal world this week. Ex-Vital Remains live vocalist Jake Raymond has passed away. Both former vocalists Scott Wiley and Chris Ross both passed away this week.
This year.
So there's three Vital Remains vocalists have passed away
in the last
year. That's pretty crazy. He actually did vocals for Vital Remains back in 2001 before they recorded the Dechristianize album. One thing I've learned from this, Vital Remains has had a lot of vocalists. if three of the vocalists have passed away this year, how many Vital Remains vocalists remain?
Well, not to be an ass, but they also have a lot of deceased vocalists.
It's true. It's crazy.
Those remaining vocalists are very vital at this point.
Oh my God, Ryan. Slap yourself. The death metal gods just slap
you. They're the vital remaining vocalists.
So Thomas Gabriel Fisher, Mr. Celtic Frost,
Tom G. Warrior,
and Triptychon. Travis, did you see this week?
I did not. No.
So he broke his arm. Like, he's in a full arm cast from the wrist to the shoulder. The title of this article or whatever, he broke his arm this last weekend, in a, quote, unprovoked, ultra-violent, drug-fueled attack.
Hmm.
Which normally makes me think of Max Long. but that said, it wasn't Tom G who was the drug-fueled attacker. He was attacked by someone. So here's what he said on the healing process. He says, once my right arm shattered in an unprovoked, ultra-violent, and drug-fueled attack has healed sufficiently, I will again be able to tend to the rapidly accumulating emails in a far more timely manner. According to the doctors who are attending to me, this should occur sometime in August. So, there aren't very many details about the actual drug-fueled attack. That's like some world star, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Tom G, what happened, man? So, hopefully he'll be okay. He said they're not going to cancel any shows. They still have all their summer festivals still planned, and so hopefully he gets better. And he said, hey, I'm a righty, and I can't use my left hand, man.
Damn. So speaking of Tom G. Warrior and Triptychon, it was just announced this past week. Decibel has done their Metal and Beer Fest over in New York, or I think it was actually Pennsylvania recently. And they're going to be doing the West Coast version of that, the Decibel Metal Beer Fest Los Angeles. And this is going down December 1st and 2nd at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. And this is quite the lineup. We got Triptychon doing a special Celtic Frost set.
Nice.
We got Testament doing a special New Order and the Gathering set. Pig Destroyer, Yob, Power Trip, Skeletal Remains, Necrot, Haunt, and many more major acts to be announced.
So that's in L.A.?
Yeah. That is a trip-worthy show, man.
It's probably also going to be a big mess.
Yeah, and tons of breweries going to be there pouring, so it's going to be pretty good, man.
That rules. You know, when I was younger, obviously, like, I grew up on Nevermind, was one of my first rock records, quote-unquote rock records.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains was huge, Soundgarden, everything else. Have you guys... We talked about this before. That last new Alice in Chains song.
Heavy.
Dude. Okay. So they just put out a new song. The song is called So Far Under. We're not going to play it right now. That said, though, their brand new record comes out the very first day of Painting the Grass.
Nice.
On August 24th. So they're going to be playing the next day. So they're going to bring you some fresh cuts. And I don't know what they've been up to, man, but they're bringing the goddamn grooves. This album is heavy as balls.
Yeah, it's called Rainier Fog is the album. And like Ian said, it's coming out August 24th. They're playing August 25th at the White River Amphitheater for Painting the Grass, man.
And I mean, not necessarily a metal thing per se. Just needed to throw that out there, man.
Well, William Duvall, the new singer that they have, is a beast of a musician. His work that he's done with a Draft Hung Orchestra with the guys from Mastodon has been fantastic.
He was one of the original members of the band Blast.
Right. Yeah. So he's been doing it for 30 years.
And he sounds spot on for the role. He really, really nails it. And I think he does all those original songs, Justice Live as well. You know, he seems like he's very much aware of the shoes that he is in, and he seems that he's trying to be as respectful as he can of that.
Right, because, I mean, obviously a little shade got tossed when they were like, dude, you know, Lane, we've passed away, obviously. But I think that they made the right choice. They took the time to do it. This guy's got a pedigree, and I support that. That said, I'm actually really excited to see them play at the White River.
Well, and he's nailing those vocal harmonies. Because for me, Alice in Chains was all about the vocal harmonies between Jerry Cantrell and Layne Staley. And he's to find somebody that you can have that chemistry with again is really, it's like lightning striking twice. So, stoked for him.
An album I am super pumped for, the new Pig Destroyer record. These guys always do something interesting.
It's about time.
And they're coming out with a new one, coming out September 7th on Relapse Records. Relapse all over this week's podcast, man. And they're
killing
it. Yep, Pig Destroyer also all over. They're going to be playing that Metal and Beer Festival. And they're coming out with Headcage. There's been a little bit of a teaser. No official song yet, but they kind of released it. Scott Hull is a beast in the studio, and I'm stoked to hear what Pig Destroyer has.
I get the feeling we might get something to play on Metal Shop next week.
Hopefully.
We'll find out.
So this has almost come to an end for our podcast. It's nice to be back here on the show, but we couldn't be done quite yet.
You know we're not leaving you. And we have the silky, golden, death metal voice of one Mr. Travis the Virus in the room today, so we're going to take a little bit of advantage of that.
It's time for some f***ed up lyrics in Brutal Poetry's Metal Shop's Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio. This week, Ian, what are we doing, man?
So we're going back to Epicardiectomy from Prague in the Czech Republic, and off their 2012 record, Abhorrent Stench of Posthumous Gastrorectal Gastrorectal Desecration.
Ah, yes, a classic.
Yes. So, that said, this song is called Phallus Decapitation. Travis, please, take it away.
The mutilated corpses. Awful cadaveric post-mortal sexual act. Dead bodies around the crypt. Breaking through the chaotic puzzle of decayed body parts. Misanthropic killing spree. Smashing the pus-dripping rotted heads.
Pop that pimple.
Smash the pus.
Horrifying tools of posthumous slaughter. Pickaxe face deconstruction. Perverted sadistic surgery. Laparoscopic prostatectomy by rusted spade. Mangling the hammered erected is chopped off. Stuck of the brutally torn apart. Putrid hole of the corpse whore. Eruption of rancid and gore. Perverted regurgitation. Phallus decapitation.
Wow.
You're sick, bro. You need help.
The man.
Travis, good job, man.
Thank
he
you
looks,
for that rendition.
He looks disgusted.
Look on his face,
he looks so bummed out.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again for listening to the return of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Travis, it's a pleasure to have you.
We're going to hell, man.
I'm the tail end. Ryan?
Already been there.
Thanks for working hard. I listen to Kevin on Sundays, Loud and Local, and, of course, us on Saturdays, playing you the most heinous jams that we can find on Metal Shop, man.
We'll see you at Zeke and Weed Eater at the Crocodile on Tuesday. Happy 4th of July. Time to barbecue.
And Neurosis on Friday. With
and
Converge,
Neurosis
and
Converge. We'll see you there.
Don't blow your appendages off. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass here on the Rock of Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.